The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with me, Chow Su Wen. Subscribe to the Straits Times channel to stay up to date with our live news updates. And the wait is finally over. From October 13th, you can visit Taiwan without serving quarantine upon arrival. With more than 99% of COVID-19 cases showing no or only mild symptoms, the government has relaxed restrictions in its new Taiwan model. Arrivals will still need to monitor their health for a 7-day period and take rapid COVID-19 tests. Taiwan is one of the last few places in Asia to have largely maintained its border controls, although in June, it cut the number of quarantine days for arrivals to 3. Meanwhile, Japan had also earlier announced that it will resume visa-free travel and allow individual tourists to enter the country from October 11th. Joining us now is ST correspondent Yip Wai-Yi. Thanks for joining us today, Wai-Yi. So Taiwan had kept some of its entry and quarantine rules in place, even as large parts of the rest of Asia relaxed or lifted theirs completely. So why is Taiwan relaxing their rules now? What are some pressures that they are facing?
Okay, so I think, as we know, with the pandemic, the borders were closed for a lot of places, and the tourism industry in Taiwan has just been truly battered, especially since they did close the borders for so long and they were so strict about it. So, in 2019, they saw a record 11.8 million visitors, which is really great for their tourism board, but last year, it was just a dismal 140,000. So it's clear that the local tourism industry is just really eager for the borders to reopen and so that they can, make some money and welcome tourists again.
So clearly, tourism is a major priority. So what is the reaction from the Taiwan travel industry?
Yeah, so I'm sure they've been very excited about the announcement. We've already seen hints of this coming. It's not a complete surprise. Taiwan does a gradual reopening. But for a lot of them, I think they have been waiting for this for a long time. So, I spoke to this Sky Lantern shop owner in Shifen. This is a very, very popular spot with a lot of Singaporeans. They go there to, write their wishes on the Sky Lanterns and they release them into the sky. It's quite a picturesque activity. And so this man, he's 73 years old, and in his life, he's never seen it so quiet before. It used to be always packed prior to the pandemic, and ever since then it's been eerily quiet. So I think he was telling me he's just like, he can't wait for people to come back and go to a store and, take pictures there again.
Yeah, things must be really exciting for shops in Taiwan. And with Taiwan finally welcoming visitors again, what are some things that tourists can look forward to? Any new spots that you recommend?
Sure, yeah. I think for a lot of Singaporeans, the most excited that they are about is just to go to Taipei first and redo everything that they used to do. To go to the night markets, to eat all the yummy street food. But I have spoken to a Taiwan travel agency, and actually during the pandemic, because they boosted their domestic tourism offerings, they're going to try to pivot and make that offerings for international tourists as well. So for example, they were saying that they've worked with some Taiwanese indigenous groups and also local food sellers, and they've established a few pretty cool railway routes where you can travel throughout Taiwan and just really try very local dishes beyond Taipei. And there's also, if you're a cyclist, you can go on cycling railway routes, so you can bring your bike on certain trains and really cycle your way from north to south of Taiwan. So that should be pretty exciting.
Definitely sounds like I've got to add Taiwan back on my list of places to revisit. Thank you so much, Wai-Yi. This has been ST's correspondent, Yip Wai-Yi.